The 28th Annual Carolina Blues Festival heads to downtown Greensboro this weekend in beautiful Festival Park. It'll feature a veritable who's who of blues talent live in concert all day long in a new segment called The Gospel of the Blues. Carolina Blues Fest is a 100% grassroots volunteer effort. It's the primary fundraiser for the Piedmont Blues Preservation Society. As you may have guessed, they're dedicated to promoting and preserving this incredible American blues art form. Arguably, none have been more dedicated than PBPS trustee and longtime Carolina Blues Festival chairman, John Amberg.
Our organization took the name from the style of blues known as the Piedmont Blues. Guys like Reverend Gary Davis and John D. Holman, Blind Boy Fuller. Those are some of the folks that would play the drink houses and the big tobacco barns in Durham and in Winston-Salem. And then, you know, with the Piedmont style of blues, it incorporated that kind of, you know, maybe sort of an Appalachian or mountain feel to it. And the way, you know, when you hear a Piedmont blues song, it's typified by the finger picking of the guitar. It can be kind of jaunty and lively. And our organization kind of grew out of the appreciation and love for the blues that was sort of indigenous to this area.
Well, I can't think of any blues masters living today carrying on this great Piedmont blues tradition better than Abe Reed. Let's listen to some.
Well, I ain't gonna let no woman lie.
Abe is going to be playing our blues festival. And back in 1998, Abe was the winner of our blues challenge. He went to Memphis, and he won the International Blues Challenge. He's the only person who ever represented our blues society to ever do that.
Well, I ain't gonna let no woman lie. Good God Almighty, my mess of my mind.
Why is it so important to preserve this music?
When you look historically at American music, you know, maybe with the exception of Native American music, the blues is truly American folk art. How it began, the pain and the suffering and the hardship back in the antebellum South, and how the field hollers were the way that the people working in the cotton fields, the slaves, would keep in contact with each other. Even going back further to their native soil in Africa, the storytellers were always revered in the villages as like the elder statesmen. And I just think, and I'm no historian, this is just my personal philosophy and my personal observations, but, you know, I think the blues tells a story. And that story is still being told today through Chicago-style blues, Piedmont, Delta blues, the traditional stuff, the West Coast, the Texas, the swing blues, and things like that. It's like a collective history. And if we don't tell kids this, if we don't, you know, point out to them where this music came from and what it means in the history of our country, you know, African-American history and just American history, I think we're going to be missing out on something. And I think our children will be missing out on something.
Well, how are you singing the gospel of the blues to the young folks today?
Well, we have a lot of amazing local musicians in Greensboro and Winston-Salem and High Point, all over the triad. Guys like Mike Wesolowski, Terry Von Cannon, Chuck Cotton, Sheila and Bubba Kleinfelter, Max Drake, guys who go into the schools. And Logie Meacham is another one who does that too. And they'll tell stories. They'll talk about the history of the blues. And then the best part about those performances is they'll actually get up and perform the blues and get the kids to come up with them. They'll like have a guitar that's tuned open so that the kids can get up and strum the guitar. And they'll get up and dance. And they'll learn about a blues shuffle. They'll learn about a slow blues. And it's a real education for them from a heritage and historical standpoint, and also from a performance art standpoint.
I don't care if I never come back.
Piedmont Blues Preservation Society trustee and Carolina Blues Festival chairman John Amberg. The fest begins Saturday, May 17th at beautiful Festival Park in downtown Greensboro. You'll find the complete performance calendar at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. It's the longest-running blues fest in the Southeast, coming up on 30 years. And the big event will once again be graced by 8 blues legends on stage throughout the day. Kids under 12 get in free, and it's all happening under the big tent, rain or shine. Blues Week, before the fest, continues tonight at 7 o'clock with Lawyers, Guns, and Money, live at Mac & Mac Clothing in Greensboro. Carolina Blues Festival 2014 is the primary fundraiser for the Piedmont Blues Preservation Society, and you can find out more on our website. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.